No one really thought anything of it either.
Well, we did play it safe.
Yeah. You remember our carriage ride? That lady who came up to us?
Oh, yeah. This complete stranger came up to us saying how attractive we were together.
Yeah. And it all really hit us then, I think.
We made love for the first time that night, too.
Oh, God.
I'll never forget that.
Oh,
let's keep going, honey. We're recording. Maybe later, we can record us making love for the listeners.
Oh, I'd love that.
Yes. So anyway, our next question is from James. How do you guys live out your day-to-day relationship? Do you guys share a bedroom now? Do you live like a married couple? First thing that comes to mind is when he and I moved his things into what was my old bedroom. Remember how it hit us all when we both stood there and was like, wow, this is the real thing now.
Yeah, I was like, wow, I have this now. I've got the dream girl, the love of my life. I mean, how many guys can say that they are lucky enough to be with their soulmates?
It did take some getting used to. I was single for practically all his life, and to go from that to practically being married again was an adjustment. We kept it real and took our time.
You know, waking up next to you every day is still incredible.
Those moments when we're connected, they make it all worth it. Like when he falls asleep inside me. We stare into each other's eyes. God, it's such a strong connection. Nothing like it.
Nothing. Oh, nothing like it, Mother. So, wow. So do you think we live like a married couple?
We fuck like newlyweds.
Oh, yes, we do. Okay. Yeah, so next question. Yeah, next question is from Veronica, and she asks, let me see if I got the, oh yeah, I keep hearing you refer to Sharon as mother. Can you share with us why? Okay, yeah, so, you know, it kind of happened as the relationship grew.
Brian is an amazingly courteous gentleman, always so polite and respectful.
Well, you raised me right.
I did. And I'm a talker. I love to talk. And I love good prose. So, as an English major, I raised Brian not to use slang. And always refer to people as Mr., Mrs., and so on. So after about a month... Wait, do we want to bring this up?
Yeah, sure.
Okay. So after the first time we made love, I was... encouraging Brian to come inside me. And I whispered in his ear to make me pregnant. And in the middle of it all, he cried out, "Oh, mother," over and over again as he was building up.
The duality of that word is just such a huge turn on for us.
Oh, fuck yeah, it is. We're both very aural in our lives. Always finding interesting angles to our wordplay.
Yeah.
So mother just kind of stuck.
Yeah. You know, and saying mother with the sexual tone to it is so damn hot. I mean, you really light up when I say that and whisper into your ear.
God, it is so unbelievably sexy to hear that when you're inside me. So deep.
Oh. Oh, polite, loving, and respectful.
So fucking sexy, too.
Yeah. Oh. Okay, yeah. Next question. Oh, I don't know how many more questions I can take without keeping my hands off of you. Oh, my God. Yeah, next question. Let's see, from J5869, he asks, what is your favorite position and why?
Ooh, sweet.
Yeah. You know, I mean, it's easy. I mean, I'd have to say it's doggy style for me.
Mine is missionary, so I can see your face. So, why do you like doggy style?
Oh, wow. Well, you know I'm a huge ass man. I just love everything about it. The curves, how it all looks so hot, packed into those sexy, oh, those fucking sexy miniskirts you wear.
I wear all those for you, baby. Mother knows you love them. Oh. So it all came from me?
Oh, hell yes, it did. Oh, all those summers at the pool. God, don't you remember me drooling after you?
Yeah, but I like to hear you talk about it like this.
Oh, God, I always loved those thigh highs, as you called them.
Oh, the black two-piece.
Oh, fuck yeah. God, you just... Wow, you had no clue what you were doing to me even then.
Tell me, baby. Tell mother.
Oh, well, I would just study the flare of those big, thick hips. Oh, how your legs would swell up along to your syrupy thighs. Oh, how each thigh would gel into your ass cheek. That full, big pumpkin of ass. Yeah, how that bathing suit would just accent your roundness and the swell of those perfect cheeks. God, mother, you just have no clue.
You like that? You like my big ass like that?
Yeah. Yeah, I do. I do. I always have. I always have. I love how you can just always jut that delicious ass out in front of me.
Yeah, you love it when I do that, don't you? You love mommy's big, juicy ass.
Oh, God, yes. So beautiful. I love sucking those big right cheeks.
Fuck.
Lathering each thick cheek with my tongue. Gentle, slow. Just as it should be.
Oh, yes. Yeah. Oh, God. That is so good.
My lips. Kissing your asshole like I do your mouth.
Son. Oh. Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Softly. Tenderly. Circling your asshole. Laying my tongue flat upon it. French kissing it.
Fuck yeah. God, hurry it up.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
Here, I'll read it. Whew. Last question is from Patrice. She asks, oh, wow.
What?
Patrice asks if we've considered having a child together. If so, are we afraid of our child being deformed? Wow.
Yeah, that's a nice question.
Yes, we have. And it comes up a lot.
Yeah, I lost count. I know it's a lot.
This is a very special subject for me, Patrice. For both of us, really.
Yeah. Yeah.
It's because we do want to have a baby together. I mean, most women know what I'm talking about, but it's something so primal. Burns in our blood.
Oh. It is. It's a fire that just doesn't go away. Oh my God, it is such an awesome feeling when I'm. Oh, when I'm inside you and it all just swirls in my head. That this was the very woman who gave birth to me, gave me life. And here I am wanting to impregnate the very womb I came from.
So ethereal. Like, spiritual. So to answer your question, Patrice, no. We're not worried about our child being deformed or mutated. That's honestly an urban legend. A fear tactic to negatively reinforce not wanting to love someone you're related to. Matter of fact, I think we're going to try again this evening.
Mother. Oh, mother.
Oh my God. Fuck yes. Give me a child, you stud.
Oh, I will. God, I promise I will.
Yeah? You're gonna knock me up, aren't you?
Oh. Yeah.
Oh. Oh, just think. When we go out in public in a few months, everyone will know what we did tonight. It'll be so obvious.
Oh my God, yes. Oh, if they only knew we were mother and son.
You were made to breed your mother, weren't you?
Yes. I'm gonna knock you up.
Marked by your seed. No going back.
Oh, never. God, how could I ever not want this mother?
Just two breeding animals, aren't we, son? Oh, dear God, this is so fucking good. So good.
I'm gonna marry you.
Make me pregnant. God. He's gonna knock me up.
Oh.